You're listening to SBS News.
Six Israeli civilians and one soldier have died, while at least 69 Palestinians, including 15 children, have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the heaviest offensive between Israel and Hamas since the 2014 war in Gaza, prompting international concern that the situation could spiral out of control. Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Gaza into Wednesday morning as Hamas and other Palestinian militants fired over 1,500 rockets at Tel Aviv and Beersheba in the most intensive aerial exchange for years. Among the dead on the Palestinian side are over 30 Hamas commanders, including the leader of Al-Qassam brigades. The surge in violence came amid ongoing efforts by Israeli settlers to evict several Palestinian families from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem, as well as fierce clashes between Palestinians and Israelis at and around Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. In a statement, the armed wing of Hamas said Bassem Issa was killed along with a few of his fellow brothers of leaders and holy fighters during the fighting that has been going on for 3 days in Gaza. Israel's Internal Security Agency said a series of airstrikes had killed Issa and several other senior Hamas militants, including the head of rocket development and cyber warfare, the head of rocket production, and the Hamas engineering chief. Hamas has said that Israel will pay the price for the killings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded in kind, saying Israel will hit back at Hamas in ways it never thought possible.
Yesterday, I told those sons of darkness, the Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists, that their blood is forfeit. And a short while ago, we eliminated top commanders of the Hamas general staff, including the Gaza Brigade commander and other commanders, and this is just the beginning. We'll hit them like they've never dreamed possible.
Numerous communal protests have erupted between Arabs and Jews in Israel. On Wednesday night, ultra-nationalist Israelis in a Tel Aviv suburb pulled a man from a car who they thought was Arab and beat him until he lay on the ground motionless and bloodied. Riders have torched vehicles, a Jewish-owned restaurant, and a synagogue in recent days. Mr. Netanyahu strongly urged Israeli Arabs and Jews to cease attacks on each other and vowed to restore order by giving more powers to police and soldiers.
To the citizens of Israel, I say that I do not care if your blood is boiling. You cannot take the law into your own hands. You cannot come and take an ordinary Arab citizen and try to lynch him, just as we cannot watch Arab citizens doing this to Jewish citizens. This will not happen. This is something that I am sure is shared by most Israeli citizens. We are in a struggle on two fronts. On one front against Hamas, and we are all united, and Hamas fires missiles and rockets that hit Jews and Arabs alike. Let us unite to do the task we need as citizens of our country, to restore governance, eliminate this anarchy, and preserve and restore the security and peace that we all deserve.
Shortly after Mr. Netanyahu's televised address, police reported two people injured in a shooting in the restive city of Lod, where street battles between Jewish and Arab mobs erupted on Wednesday night. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister on Wednesday and said he expected hostilities to end soon.
I had a conversation with Bibi Netanyahu not too long ago. I'll be putting out a statement very shortly on that. My expectation and hope is that this will be closing down sooner than later. But Israel has a right to defend itself when you have thousands of rockets flying into your territory.
However, overnight, there seemed to be no move towards a de-escalation in fighting. In fact, it appears that the conflict is headed to all-out war between Hamas and Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he's deeply concerned.
We're deeply concerned about what we're seeing there. Images that came out overnight are harrowing, and the loss of any civilian life is a tragedy. I've asked Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Hadi Amer to go to the region immediately to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He will bring to bear his decades of experience, and in particular, he will urge on my behalf and on behalf of President Biden a de-escalation of violence.
Mr. Blinken said Israel should do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, speaking at a meeting of the International Quartet in Moscow on resolving the escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, said the UN is totally committed to revitalizing the work of the quartet.
We are totally committed to revitalizing the quartet. We are totally committed to promote all forms of dialogue by the parties and by other key actors that can be supportive of all the march necessary for de-escalation, but also for the revitalization of a peace process that has been dormant for too much time.
Meanwhile, an Al Jazeera English language reporter was startled while live on the air when an Israeli airstrike toppled a high-rise building dozens of meters from her location. The journalist, Yumna El-Sayed, was giving her account of the recent events in Gaza as fighter jets dropped two bombs on the building, which housed businesses, in addition to the offices for Hamas's Al-Aqsa satellite channel. She continued providing details of the strike, even as loud explosions forced her to move away from a rooftop position.
Oh my God, yes, 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 I need to go down. Ah! I can't, if you can hear me, I can't, oh my God.
The journalist was unhurt and continued her report. In addition to the numerous aerial barrages on Gaza, Israeli forces have been using a liquid weapon called the skunk to disperse protesters. The skunk, or skunk water, is sprayed from Israeli military trucks at protesters. The smell of the water, much like a skunk, clings to them and what they are wearing and is difficult to be rid of. Those who have been sprayed by it have described it as worse than raw sewage and like a mixture of excrement, noxious gas, and a decomposing donkey. Here in Australia, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade issued a statement calling on both sides to refrain from violent or provocative acts.
The Australian government is deeply concerned by the escalating violence in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank, and unequivocally calls on all leaders to take immediate steps to halt violence, maintain restraint, and restore calm. We also call on all parties to refrain from unilateral actions that destabilize peace. Violence is no solution.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.